Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This week we are continuing on with answering the questions that you all submitted to me. If you have a question that you would like to be answered on the show, just email me, tatum@tatumtamia.com. My email is in the show notes as well, and I will be happy to answer it here on the show. And I always love to hear what you guys are going through because it could help me even inform me on what direction I may need to go on certain episodes, even if it's not a Q&A. So I always love to hear from you. So keep tagging me and stuff, keep posting, keep sending me emails. I really appreciate it. And even if I don't respond, I see it most of the time. Quick disclaimer, I am getting over a cold, so I will sound a little nasally today. Trying my best. I'm drinking my water, taking deep breaths, blowing my nose, but I will sound a little congested on this episode. So bear with me in that sense. So the first question says, what do you do when you feel like you are not hearing from God? This is such a great question. And the first thing that I do is put it in perspective. Hear me out, because a lot of us, I feel like we find ourselves in these seasons where it's like, God's not speaking to me. Has God forgotten about me? I'm not hearing from God right now. All the things. So context really matters in this instance. Over the years, I've learned that if I feel like that I'm not hearing from God, it could be that life is too loud. My internal life, my thoughts, my emotions is too loud. My external life, I'm busy. It's a lot going on. I'm listening to this, listening to that. Like if I have my hands in a lot of things and there's a lot going on, that could be why I'm not hearing from God, because I haven't made space to hear His voice. If you are in a crowded mall and it's loud and busy and it's a lot going on and somebody's hollering your name in the midst of all of that chaos, you probably won't hear them. It's the same thing with us. If there is a lot going on internally and or externally, so much so to where it's drowning out the voice of the Lord, it could put us in a position where we feel like we're not hearing from Him. And so a question in this context that I would ask is, have you created space to where you're hearing what the Lord is saying? Because remember, and we've talked about this many times on the podcast, that the Lord does manifest His presence in grandiose ways. He does come in the earthquake. He does come in the wind. He does come in the fire. He does come and show up in these grand ways to where it's undeniable that this is the Lord. But the Bible also tells us that He speaks in a still small voice. And how the Lord chooses to show up is 100% up to His discretion. We have to be discerning, prepared, and ready to be able to recognize when and how He's speaking. And so again, the question that I would ask you back is, have you cultivated a life that is mindful enough and actively searching for the Lord so that you can hear him? If not, then that's what we need to address first. That's when we need to dial back on the influences. So instead of listening to, you know, a bunch of podcasts and videos and content and all these different consumer behaviors that put us in this position to where we're constantly ingesting information, maybe you need to take a step back. I was talking to somebody years ago, this is a really long time ago, and they were talking about how they were getting ready to go on an information fast. And I said, what in the world is that? And they were talking about how they just felt like they were just ingesting too much information. There were things that they may be interested in, so they're reading about that. They're on social media, and of course, these algorithms and these targeted ads are good. So they're feeding you a lot of things that you are interested in, and so you're consuming all of that. Then you cut on the TV or on the news or wherever, and you're seeing everything that's going on in the world. And then you have your own things that you're working on in life, business, career, etc. And so she was like, she was at a point where it was just so much information that it was overbearing. And she felt like she needed to take a step back from it so that the voice was the loudest, that was the loudest, was the Lord's. And that's something that I think about often. And that's something that I take heed to myself, to where if I feel like I know more about what's happening in the world, I know more about what other people think about what's happening in the world, then I can hear what the Lord is telling me at any given moment, it's time for me to take a step back. And for me, there are usually like indicators where I'm at that place. I'll be a little anxious more than normal, might be worrying about things a lot more than normal. I might be a lot less patient and less understanding. I get more critical. So once I start behaving in a way to where it's obvious that the fruit of the spirit aren't in control, that to me is an indicator that I need to dial back in some type of way. And usually that works. I'll just disconnect from most things like social media. I won't read a lot about what's going on in the world. I kind of just lock into real life, remain very present, and kind of detach from everything else. And of course, you know, focusing all of that extra time and attention on the Lord. And that usually directs me back to a place to where the fruit of the spirit are more prevalent. I'm hearing him more consistently and things like that. So for you, I would take a look around your external and internal life. Do you have a life that's conducive for you to hear from the Lord? Now, that's one context. You know, I'm giving different options because this question is so broad, we have to apply it to specific scenarios in order to really know what to do. Another way in which you may find yourself in a place where you're struggling to hear from the Lord is, let's say you're in a season where the Lord is intentionally quiet so that you can apply what it is that he's been teaching you. One thing that I can appreciate about being a parent is it really gives me a lot of insight and context to how the Lord deals with us as our parent. And I know when it comes to my children, sometimes when they're younger and babies, of course, I'm doing everything for them. They're drinking milk because they're babies. I'm wiping butts and changing diapers and giving them baths and doing all the things that you do for babies. Then once my children become toddlers, then they're learning how to walk. So when they stand up, I'm holding their hands while their little feet kind of learn how to have the coordination necessary to walk. And then after a while, I let their hands go. And then they wobble a little bit and fall and I catch them. And then after a while, I don't catch them anymore. I put them in a position where they're about to walk or they stand up to walk and they try, they may stumble, and I let them fall in a way to where it's appropriate and safe, of course. But I let them fall because then at that point, you have to learn how to get back up and try again. And so that approach, what started off when they were babies as being super hands-on, I'm talking and teaching and actively molding them day in and day out, becomes a little bit less hands-on and then more so about me verbally encouraging. Hey, you got it. Go ahead. You can do this. Or, hey, you need to do this. When this situation happens, do that. Then it gets to the point where I'm not saying anything anymore. I'm not holding your hands anymore. I've taught you enough to where you can apply now what you've learned for yourself. And I'm quiet. I'm still there. I'm still watching. If it gets too far, I will intervene. However, I'm quiet. And I think of seasons with the Lord that same way, to where I may feel like, God, you're not speaking to me right now. I feel like I'm not hearing from you. I like to take a step back and think of the context of the situation of, am I in a season right now that the Lord has prepared me for? And now it's just time for me to apply what he's taught me. If the answer is yes, then I'm just going to go about doing what he's called me to do. Continue to spend time with him, continue to worship him, continue to honor him, of course, but I'm not taking personally if he may not be as vocal in whatever way I may be used to, because I look at him as a parent who's letting me go ahead and apply what it is that he's taught me. And so think of it like that. Are you in a season where the Lord has been preparing you for such a time as this, and now it feels like he's quiet? I would say he might just be letting you go ahead and do what he's prepared you to do. And even in those moments, still recognize that the Lord is still moving, though. So don't look at it as like, okay, I don't have to commune with the Lord because he's in a season where he's letting me do my thing or he's letting me apply what he's taught me. No, still honor him. Still look for the ways in which he intervenes, because he does. He may not be speaking, but his hand is always there. Still look for honor and appreciate the ways in which he intervenes. Still study your word and seek him and the word for wisdom. And because some things he may give you wisdom and clarity on. You get what I'm saying? But sometimes there may be seasons where he is a bit more quiet because it's time for you to act on what you've been prepared to do. So that's another context and how I would suggest handling it. And here's the thing I want to emphasize, because this underscores every answer that I'm going to give to any question. A big mistake that a lot of us make as believers as we're growing in our faith is we have this work-based faith mentality. And that's where we start a lot of the times, where it's like, okay, I'm going to start going to church. I'm going to start reading my Bible. I'm going to start doing what I think is appropriate for a Christian to do. And then you may find yourself around other Christians, whether it's church or any type of community that you find yourself in. And so now you have this Christian community with all of this Christian behavior, but no foundation of a relationship has been set. And I feel like this is how people get so easily spiritually manipulated, especially in today's day and age, where you have access to so many digital communities and these online pastors and all of that, where you're looking at these people to tell you how to have a relationship with God without you really establishing and knowing that you can establish an intimate relationship with the Lord for yourself. And it is through that connection and relationship that you have as an individual with your Creator that will give you clarity to a lot of the questions that you ask me. Right. And I'm not saying to say don't ask me questions, but I want to redirect you back to the foundation of all of this, which is a relationship with the Lord. Because if I have a consistent connection and relationship with the Lord, where I have surrendered my life to him, where I'm reading my word, where I am praying and communing with him daily, where I am looking for him in all things that are happening on a day to day, when I'm studying my word to understand his character, when I'm reflecting and journaling on the things that he's showing me, when I am in a place to where he has my heart and my focus and my attention, if I am truly in that place, that I will be able to navigate different seasons a lot easier and with a lot more context and wisdom. So if I get to a place where it's like, I feel like I'm not hearing from God, I can realize like, oh, well, because the last 6 months, he's been really dealing with me on forgiveness. And every day we've been talking about forgiveness, but now he's quiet. Let me go back to my prayer journal to see what are some downloads that he gave me. The Lord told me to call my father and tell him that I love him and that I forgive him. Let me go ahead and do that. The Lord told me to call that person that I had an issue with and apologize for my behavior. Let me go do that.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You guys have heard me talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they recommend it to friends and family. Now you can take those results even further by pairing it with prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, and boost energy and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results so that you can feel like yourself again. Y'all know I have a lot going on. And sometimes that includes digestive issues and brain fog. So I'm really excited to try this prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code BLESSED for 15% off today. And then after you do that, you start realizing that now the Lord has a lot more to say. So what I'm saying is it is through your relationship, that core connection that you have with the Lord, and what y'all talk about one-on-one, not what somebody else said, the Lord said, not what whoever sermon was about this week, but those things that you and the Lord talk about in the secret place, those things that he has spoken directly to you about. If you're in that place where that level of closeness and intimacy has been established, then you have a lot more wisdom when it comes to these various situations. So you're no longer focused on, well, what do I do? I feel like I'm not hearing from the Lord. You have enough closeness to know, like, man, I know God just quiet because I ain't did the last thing. I'm sitting here asking him for a new job. He told me to forgive my daddy. Let me go ahead and call him because I know that's why. You start to know the Lord such in such a way to where you can answer these questions for yourself. And that's a space that I want us all to get to. That's a space that I'm going to always advocate for here on this podcast, is closeness with the Father. But I digress. Let's go to the next question. Next question is from the same person who says, how do you know when something is or should be a spirit-led pivot? While our life should be spirit-led and every pivot should be a spirit-led pivot, the reality is sometimes we just be doing what we want to do. And we have our own goals and hopes and dreams and desires and ambitions that sometimes do not align with the desires or timeline of the Lord. And so, as we know, a lot, we're in this conflict often of his way versus our way. And I believe there are a few ways to discern which is which. First things first, the Lord will never go against his word. We could bet everything we have on that. So if you're unclear on if something that the Lord is telling you to do, the first place you should look is in the Bible to see if the Lord has given somebody an instruction to do something similar. A lot of the modern, this is why I think the disconnect happens sometimes. A lot of the modern issues we have, we may not see in the word, but the underlying principles are all there. So if you're somebody who, let's say you feel that the Lord is calling you to make a move, to move out of your hometown, and you're not sure if this is you or if it's the Lord. You don't have any instructions other than you know that, man, I really feel in my spirit that I need to go. The Lord is calling me somewhere else. Or I had this dream and the Lord showed me that I need to move out of this city. Whatever the case, but let's use this for an example. You can go to the word and look at Abraham and how the Lord told him to leave his family and see how that went. There is always a reference point in the word for anything that we go through in this life, which is the rationale even behind the Bible on Business series, is to show all of the ways in which the Bible is useful to entrepreneurs. But I understand too that some of you may be like, how do I know where to go? And this is where we can tap into modern times and just look it up. I'm not an advocate for someone being a newer Christian using AI tools like a Perplexity or ChatGPT to Bible study. You have to get into your word for yourself. But I do think that it is useful to find a reference point for you to then go back into your Bible to see. So if you say, hey, I am dealing with this. I feel that the Lord is calling me to do X, Y, Z. I'm not sure if it's me or God. Who in the Bible has dealt with something similar? What scriptures are relevant to this situation? Leave it at that. Don't ask it to give you no theology. Don't ask it to preach to you or nothing like that. Just ask it for a reference for the historical document. And then you go back to the text. Get you a study Bible, not the Bible app on your phone. A study Bible that has corresponding scriptures, reference points, an index in the back, charts, maps, profiles, etc. Get you a detailed study Bible. And I'll put the one that I always recommend in the show notes for you as well. And then you study that way. You could also just get the study Bible first and go to the back of it and look for different words that may be relevant. Look in the concordance, the dictionary, the index for different words that are relevant to what the Lord has told you. And then use that to go, because it'll give you the definition and where to look in the text. And then use that. And then if you see in the margin any corresponding scriptures, go and read that too. And then in the bottom where they are providing commentary based upon what you're reading, read that too. So this is your first step. Whatever it is, whatever instruction that is upon you and you're trying to discern, is it me? Is it God? Take it back to the word. If it goes against any of the principles in the word, it is not the Lord. Now, to be honest, a lot of the times the decision that you have at hand will pass the Bible check. It's those things that are not against his word, but are so specific that it's like, is it me? Is it God? Right. So you kind of find yourself back at step one, even after it, you do this step. But this step is still one that you shouldn't skip, because you do want to make sure that what you're doing, whatever it is, it should you do it, it's in alignment with the word. And also, as you're doing all that studying, you're going to get wisdom for how to go about it anyway. The Holy Spirit will reveal what needs to be revealed even in that step. So don't skip it, Because as you're in the word and you're studying, the Holy Spirit will probably answer you right then and there and give you the clarity that you need. But should you find yourself verifying that what you're doing is not against the word, but you're still stuck with a, is this what the Lord is calling me to do in this season? I would tell you in this instance to use wisdom. Look back on what the Lord has been sharing with you. What has been coming up in prayer? What are some common things that have been coming up? Does this sound right? Quote unquote. Like, does this align with how you and the Lord, or what you and the Lord have been discussing up until this point? Does it make sense in that context? Not talking about like outside stuff, practical things. I'm talking about, does this make sense based upon what you and the Lord have been working through up until this point? The next question I have is actually a great segue to this. And my answer to this next question will really expand upon what I was just saying as well. But let me go ahead and move on to that one. It says, congratulations on your grand finale. She's talking about my daughter. I just had a baby girl in April and I feel led to pursue my doctorate. How have you managed this season? Or what advice do you have for a mom, wife, entrepreneur pursuing higher education? Also, I'm very behind on the podcast, so apologies if you address this. What made you pursue law school? So I'm going to answer the law school question first, because this was very much so what I thought was a spirit-led pivot. But what I've realized within this last week was just a continuation on what the Lord had already been doing. But I didn't have enough wisdom in my own right to recognize it initially. So the Lord first led me to law school. I think it's been maybe 2 years now. I wasn't even pregnant yet at this time. So this had to be, I don't even know, y'all. Listen, I don't know, but it's been a minute. And it was random. When I first got the download, it was very random. I was actually watching Law and Order at the time. And I hear the Lord say, go to law school. And I was like, surely, like, this is just a good episode. Because God, when I got my MBA, I was finished. So I don't know what he's talking about. Surely this ain't even the Lord. Like, this has to be me. I'm just into this episode right now. Olivia Benson doing her thing. So I feel like I need to go to law school so I could be a prosecutor or something. I don't know. That's what my mind immediately dismissed it as, that, especially because I was actively watching a court show. So I left it at that. And maybe a couple weeks had gone by. And I could not shake the go to law school. It was just continuously coming up in my mind, in my heart. It was just strange. And in my opinion, out of the blue. I went out with a friend who I did not say this to anybody at all. So I went out with a friend and she had said something, and I don't even remember what she said, but it was confirmation that this wasn't just me talking about or wanting to go to law school. Like, this wasn't just me trying to get another degree, my achiever nature. Like, this wasn't that this was something that I needed to really lean in and pay attention to. And so at that point, I said, okay, Lord, let me speak to my wise counsel. So I spoke to people that I trust to share these things with. And they were like, no, Tatum, this makes a lot of sense. And they were just very encouraging. So I said, okay. I said, all right, God, I believe that this is you. Law school isn't some online certificate. This is going to take money. This is going to take time. This is going to take buy-in from my husband, my family, my children, everybody. Like, this isn't something that is simple. This is a big undertaking. And so I'm going to have to. So I was like, I'm going to talk to BJ about it because he has to be on board. Like, there's no way I could do this without him being on board. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, this is not God. BJ is going to be like, no. Now, my husband is very supportive of anything that I want to do. But please believe that when he needs to be like, hey, pump your brakes, he will. And so I love that. Like, he really lets me do my thing, but will like tell me to reel it back in. And so I was like, okay, surely BJ gonna be like, nah, girl, you losing it. And I talked to him. And one thing, my husband is very, he processes. So he doesn't like answer quickly, or he doesn't say yes or no quickly. He like really thinks about it. So we were just hanging out one night, and I told him, like, man, I think the Lord is really calling me to law school. And then so I looked at him because I'm like, yeah, because he going to be like, girl, no, you losing it. And I ain't going to have to do this because I really didn't want to go back to school. And so he was like, that actually makes a lot of sense. And I don't remember what he said specifically, but it was affirming. And the bottom line was he was okay with it. And so at that point, I said, all right, Lord, I know that this is you. And of course, I had prayed and all of those things previously, but I really needed tangible confirmation because of just the undertaking that this was going to require. And so that's how I knew that this was a spirit-led, and I'm going to call it pivot because that was my perception of it at that time. And so for the person who asked that question, take into consideration everything that I said and also this story. And I pray that that helps you to be able to discern or just have some practical things to do, at least to be able to understand when you're facing a spirit-led pivot or not. And one thing I will tell you, though, too, as somebody who's been on the other side of many faith-based decisions, is that most of the time, the Lord will give you the instruction before he gives you the clarity around why he called you to that instruction. Your obedience is required first. The clarity a lot of times comes after, and you have to be willing to commit to that arrangement and that order of things, because 9 times out of 10, that's the order. He tells you to jump, then you jump and realize, oh, that's because you wanted to blah, blah, blah. But you had to jump first. He's not going to qualify all of his instructions to us, because that would not require trust and faith. And so that's why I said before, like, after you've gone through all of this process, still step out and do the thing. For as long as it's reasonable, still step out and do the thing. Because then after that, the Lord will probably confirm by showing you if that was the decision, or he'll reroute you should you need to be rerouted. Remember, we talked about that in Acts. I don't remember the episode that we did in the Bible on Business series, but we talked about how it was like how to make spirit-led business decisions. That's what it was. Go back to those episodes where I talked about in Acts how they were doing all the things being led by the Lord, and how the Lord rerouted them. So go back and watch that one or listen to that one. But nevertheless, for the person that wanted to know why I pursued law school, is because the Lord gave me the instruction to. I clarified and was certain that this was the Lord's doing. And I said yes. So that's why I'm here. I do want to share with y'all, though, the clarity that he's given me this week. Matter of fact, I'm not going to share that yet. But I will just say the Lord clarified for me yesterday exactly how this is fitting into the big picture of my assignment. Because of course, the lowest hanging fruit is doing business law. You know what I mean? Like doing IP and contracts and establishing businesses and just building, adding legal to what I already do. But it's bigger than that. And the Lord revealed it to me this week. And I see how everything works together. Everything. Every step he's had me take, every step I took on my own, he's still using. Like, it just makes so much sense. And I'm not going to tell you guys exactly it yet, because I do believe that it's premature. But at the right time, I do want to go into specifics about that. But this is maybe a year plus after I said yes, because I had to look for schools, sign up for the LSAT. I had to study for the LSAT. I had to apply for schools and all of that. Then I started school. We're in like midterm. We just finished midterms. So the yes I gave the Lord is like over a year ago. And I'm just now getting clarity on why he has me here. So I do want to remind you guys of that. Don't think because you don't have details that it's not God. He requires our obedience and our full trust. If what he's sharing with you requires you to have faith, it's probably, you know, it's pointing to that's the Lord. So don't try to mix in your own understanding with wisdom. Wisdom comes from the Lord. So I want to make sure I say that. Wisdom is not what you understand. It comes from the Lord. And so understand that when he is giving us these instructions, most of the time they don't come with details, but you have to say yes anyway, and you'll figure out why later whenever he says it's time for you to know. Back to the second part of this question. She says, how do you manage this season, or what advice do you have for a mom, wife, and entrepreneur pursuing higher education? I went through this, a lot of my advice in the last episode at the end where somebody asked how to prepare for motherhood, marriage, and entrepreneurship. So I would go back and listen to my answer to that because I have the same answer here. But I do want to provide some practical tools for those of you who are in this phase of life and also going back to school. The first thing you need to do before school starts is to gather your team and come up with a system that creates a life that allows you to pursue higher education. So what I mean by that is, soon as I found out I was pregnant, I'm like, okay, I'm due in June. School starts in August. What do I need to do to set my household up so that so much of it is not falling onto my husband? Because everybody was saying like, oh, BJ, you're going to have to do this. Like, she's not going to be available. Like, she's not going to be able to do anything. You're going to have to handle everything. And I didn't like that. And I didn't accept that as my truth, because the Lord would not call me to do this and have my family fall apart or all of my responsibilities being dumped on my husband. So one of the things that I did was, and the Lord already had me scaling back in business, but I scaled back even more, because I couldn't take but so many clients and go to school. So I only have like two clients that I kept. So that was one thing, just looking at my business to see how can I scale back to where I don't have to do as much on a week to week basis for my business. And again, the Lord had already been preparing me for this because of him telling me to slow down. So we had already been working towards this, but for you, definitely take a look at your business and be honest about what is going to be feasible with the workload for your program. Something else that I did was thinking about my home is, okay, I got three kids. One of them is, he started kindergarten this year, so I knew one was going to be in school. I got two more. What are we going to do? You know, I had one and a half more, one that was born, one that was on the way. And a system that worked really well for my family is having a nanny, because I wanted to have peace of mind when it came to my kids, too. I didn't want to send my smaller ones to daycare. Definitely not the baby, because she was only 7 weeks when I started school. Definitely didn't want to send the baby to daycare. So my ideal situation would have been a nanny in the home. My husband works from home most of the time. I knew that would allow the structure that worked well for my family and also the peace of mind that would help me be able to focus while I was in school. So that's what I did. Now, again, this is a big financial undertaking. I'm scaling back in the business, but adding an expense with the nanny. It sounded counterintuitive in a way. And so I took that to prayer. So after taking a step back and seeing, okay, this is what I believe is necessary for me to be able to take on this responsibility of going to school. Now let's talk about practically how realistic this is. So I went to the Lord. I said, God, the math ain't mathing. I can't send my younger two to daycare. I can't. Definitely not the baby. And I don't want to send my 1-year-old at the time to daycare either. I really would like a nanny to be back in the home. But I know it's not wise of me to then amp up what I'm doing in business to be able to pay for the nanny. I'm not adding more bills to my husband because he holds down the fort. You know what I mean? He makes sure all our bills is paid and everything I make is extra stuff for the kids and, you know, all of these different things. So I can't add more financial responsibility on him. So what we gonna do? And in prayer, the Lord gave me a strategy on what to do in my business up until I started school to be able to afford the nanny and how much to pay the nanny. And so that's what I did. I said, okay, best. I went in my business. I scaled back, just got rid of a bunch of stuff like subscriptions and different expenses. I looked at like the advertising revenue that I already had accounted for or people signed on for the year. And I used only my podcast income to justify my payment for the nanny, because with the podcast, these advertisers I've already signed on for the year. So this is like as guaranteed income as it is going to get. So I based my budget off of receivables that I already had commitments for. So I don't put myself in a position where like somebody pulls out or a client doesn't pay or whatever. Now, those things are always possible in business, but I wanted to look at what was the most certain as certain can be. And doing my budget based off of my podcast revenue is what was the most strategic. And so that's what the Lord showed me. And he said, operate your business off of your other revenue streams. Let that take care of your operating income. And then everything that you make from advertisers, put it to the side. So starting from that conversation that I had with the Lord in, I think it was January or February of this year, I cut back all of my operating expenses for the business. Anything that I made from my programs, sales, or anything else I had going on, that took care of the operating costs for the business. Everything that came in from advertisers, I put it into a high yield savings account so that it could grow over time, because it's a long-term strategy. So boom, every time I got paid for an advertiser, kicked it out my account to the savings account. I did this for months and I still do it. And after doing the budget, after the Lord gave me that strategy, I was going to be in a position to where by the time my nanny started, I already had her salary for the 10 months that she was going to be with us, because my plan was for next year for my kids, for everybody to be out the house next year. So I'm okay with my daughter going to daycare at 1. I'm cool with that. My middle child will be 3 at that time. So he'll start with preschool at the same school that my oldest goes to. So everybody is accounted for. I was cool with that arrangement, but this year I didn't want them out the house yet. So the Lord gave me the strategy. I implemented it. I started school I found a nanny who was okay with my budget. I started school. I already had the money saved, so I didn't have to worry about that. I didn't have to worry about finances once I started school. And so that was a huge, huge help for me. And it was just further confirmation that this is what the Lord wanted me to do, because he made a way for me to do it without my family having to suffer. So my advice, a part of my advice, is to take a step back. Look at the totality of what you're undertaking. I read a book called Law School Confidential that was referred to me by one of my husband's friends who's a lawyer. And it helped me truly understand what law school was going to take. The Bible says that who builds a house without counting the cost? So it's important to really understand the totality of what you're about to walk into so that you could properly prepare your household for it. And so that's what I did. I really understood all of what a 1L year takes, the amount of reading and all of the different things. You know, some things I could only do, I could only know experientially. Like, so I'm only now realizing that how school and home sometimes conflicts with me recording a podcast. Like last night, I was meant to record this podcast, but my daughter got her 4-month-old shot. She got a fever. So I was holding her. I was trying to give her Tylenol. She spit it out. So then I couldn't give her more Tylenol, but I didn't want to put her to sleep with a fever. So I'm like sitting there holding her with a diaper on for 4 hours until I could give her more Tylenol, which meant I could not record this podcast last night. And it just is what it is. Like, it is what it is. So I have to do it now, which is fine, which is totally fine. So just some things you will find out and you'll have to adjust as you're in it. However, really seek to have an understanding of what is it going to take. Create a preliminary plan of how you believe that you could best do this, like talking to your family, talking to your husband. I know I talked to mine where I was like, hey, I don't accept that you're going to have to suffer because I am taking this on. What would you need from me? And there's some things I know that he's going to need. Like, I know. But like, what anything else you could think of, would you need from me? And so then I'm putting that into the plan. And then knowing that I am still a human and this is the Lord's doing and his will, I take that plan to the Lord and say, God, as a strategist that's way better than me, how does this look? What do we need to adjust? What do I need to cut back on? Where am I getting it wrong? How do I need to budget and save to be able to make this happen? I took it to him and then he gave me wisdom. And then I implemented the plan. And so far, the plan has been working quite well. Some adjustments had to be made, but the Lord has provided. So like our nanny, she's in grad school, so she had to resign in order to complete an internship for her degree program. But then my mom offered and stepped up and said, hey, I'll watch the kids up until the June period where everybody, the plan is for everybody to be somewhere outside the house. My mom was like, well, I'll watch both kids. And so now I'm saving money. I still, you know, give my mom money, but like I'm saving money, especially at a time right now with government shut down, this economy and all of that. Like the Lord just continues to make a way. And so, again, I would tell you, as you're considering it, you're in a great spot because you can now plan and you can get wisdom from the Lord. And then once you implement that plan, you can adjust as needed. Something that has come up as, you know, as a mother doing these things is my oldest son. He has some transitions. He has a new sibling that he's adjusting to, and I'm outside the house at school. So when he comes home from school, I usually come home about 2 hours or so after him. And so he was like, hey, can I spend some one-on-one time with you? Mommy, can we just spend some time with just me and you? So he's vocalizing that he needs more one-on-one time with me. And so that's something that I knew that the kids would need their individual time. And we do a lot together as a family, even with the workload. We go to the pumpkin patch. We have our Saturday walks and do all of these different things as a family. But my son was like, I actually need even more than that with just you. So some evenings I may be dog tired and I say, hey, let's stay up late with me and watch an episode of a show that he likes. And he'll stay up late and we'll watch episode of Llama Llama on Netflix. He has a field trip coming up with his school. And so I'm just going to skip school that day and I'm going to go with him to his field trip, me and my husband. So he gets that time with us because he asked for it. And so I say all that to say there will be areas where you need to adjust, but the Lord will provide. He will make a way. And having that foundational plan with wisdom from the Lord, any adjustment you have to make won't be catastrophic. Now, on a more practical note, as a student who had other things going on, there are some really awesome tools that will help you in this season. One thing that I discovered over the last few weeks that I am in love with is Google Notebook. And so it's an AI tool specifically for students. It's essentially like this notebook. You upload the source material. So I upload my notes from class, my professor's slides, any like practice problem answers that I get wrong or I hesitate about. I upload those with the explanations for the answers. And Google Notebook creates podcasts, videos, quizzes, flashcards, documents like study guides, outlines, briefs, stories, like blog posts. It creates so much, so many mind maps. It creates so many forms of content off of this source material. That has been my go-to source or tool as a student who's also a mom and entrepreneur and all the things. That has been the best for me, because what happens is when I'm commuting to school, I'm listening to a podcast on my notes for the class I'm going to. When I am doing dishes or doing things around the house, I'm playing the podcast. If I'm tired of listening or reading to something, but I still want to study, I just need a different form of content, I'll watch the video. If I want to test my knowledge on any given subject, I'll do the little quiz. If I want to memorize certain aspects of the rules or the laws that I'm learning, I look at the flashcards. If I need a visual to be able to see how all of these different concepts are working together, I look at the mind map. And so it's like all of these different things are within this one platform. If there's a question I have about a topic that I learned in class, I could ask the chat in Google Notebook and it'll answer it based upon the source material that I uploaded. That thing, I'm telling you, I already pay for Google Workspace for Business. And so I don't have to pay anything extra for it because it's a part of my suite for Google Business. Listen, that right there. If you are a student, hear me out. Google Notebook. Look it up and make sure that you're using it. So, again, as somebody pursuing higher education who has the family and business and all of that, we have a lot of tools, a lot of AI things that will be able to help us automate as much as possible in your business. I also created a GPT on ChatGPT called, I called it Life iOS or something. I called it Life OS, Life Operating System. And so essentially I trained this GPT on my entire life. I uploaded all of the syllabi for my classes, my academic calendar, the student handbook with all the rules and guidelines, uploaded my son's school's academic calendar. I uploaded our schedule, all of the things that matter to my family, every single detail. I'm a morning person. I like to stay up late. I need to get a certain amount of sleep. I'm breastfeeding, so I have to pump. My nutrition is important to me so I can fuel my brain and my body with all of my responsibilities. I need to make sure I'm drinking water. Like literally everything from logistics to preferences to schedules, anything that has to do with my life, I trained this GPT on. So now when I go to start a week, hey, create my weekend plan. It goes to my syllabus to see, okay, she got to read this for civil procedure. She got to read this for criminal law. Her oldest has a field trip coming up for school. Money is due for piano lessons, whatever. The baby is reaching these milestones. The baby's starting solid soon, so she might need to add blah, 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 blah to the grocery list to make puree, whatever, right? It has all of this context. And then I say, hey, create my plan for the weekend. And then it spits out to me a plan to where I'm getting everything done and addressing all of the different areas of my life without me having to use my brain power. That is the biggest piece of advice, is figure out how can you protect your mind, your spirit, and your body as you are managing these things. Go listen to the Internal Harmony series to talk about that part. But outside of that, what are you eating? Make sure you eat well. I already eat pretty well. I'm probably even more picky now because I don't have a lot of time to be in the gym and all of that. So I'm still trying to figure out how to fit back in exercise. Because I'm still figuring out this life in real time. But in the meantime, what I eat, I try to eat a lot of protein, things that fuel my brain, taking my vitamins, things like that, because I need to be clear-minded, knowing when I need to rest. So this past week or so, we just finished midterms. And after these tests, it just kind of rolled into the rest of the semester. And now we're preparing for finals. And I got to the point where I'm sitting in class. I don't hear nothing they're saying. I can't focus to save my life. My mind was super foggy. My sleep was trash. I didn't feel great. And I was like, I need a hard pause for a second. And so I didn't go to class. I think last Thursday, I didn't go to class, took the day off. Friday, I only have one class on Fridays. That's 2 hours. And it was virtual that time. So, and then Monday was a holiday. So I was able to fit in like a 4-day weekend. I went to a concert. I slept in, all of these different things to recharge. And I went back to school this week. I ended up catching a cold from the concert, but whatever. Even with the cold, I was able to focus this week, participate in class, retain the information, assess how I did on midterms and create a plan to do better, assessing how I feel like I showed up in my home in ways that I can do better. So I'm always trying to be self-aware and make adjustments as needed. But listening to your body is important as well. Like, don't think that you have to neglect yourself because you are pursuing higher education. So I would give you that tip as well, is to listen to your body, pay attention to what you are feeding yourself, and also utilize any type of AI tool or help that you could get to ease the mental load. And I love AI because it's a cheap way and a very efficient way to ease the mental load. And then using something like a Google notebook is a great way to reinforce what you're learning, especially when you have a lifestyle that is demanding. Google notebook with all of these resources makes it really easy to fit everything in. So I hope that you got some nuggets from that, and that anybody who's a student got some nuggets for that, who's managing different responsibilities, no matter what it is. So I think this is a good place to end. We're at 52 minutes. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you send an email if you have any questions you would like to have answered on the show, Tatum@TatumTamia.com. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.